This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Brian Brown, Executive Director of the National Organization for Marriage. The organization is one that champions traditional marriage between one man and one woman and has been a major force in combating efforts to legalize gay marriage in several states around the country. The latest battleground was in the state of New Jersey, where on Thursday the state Senate there voted down a bill to legalize gay marriage. And since there'll be a change in governor there, it's probably the last time we'll see that in a while. And Brian, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Take us inside this debate in New Jersey. A few years ago, they legalized the civil unions. Now there's this 11th hour push, just as John Corzine's about to leave office. What were they trying to do here?
Well, we have to step back a little bit because Garden State Equality, the group that has been pushing for the last 2 years for same-sex marriage, really thought that they had it in the bag in New Jersey. They thought that they had the votes, and that was back in April. And then a number of things happened. One, we saw Maine, deep blue liberal state, vote to repeal same-sex marriage in that state. We saw New York, the New York State Senate, in an amazing turn of events, vote 38-24 to keep marriage as a union of a man and a woman. And also the 23rd district, where you saw Republican Didi Scosafava step out of that race. I think that had an effect, especially on Republicans. And so finally, you see Chris Christie defeat Governor Corzine, and Chris Christie was very vocal in his support for traditional marriage, and Corzine obviously was vocal in his support for redefining marriage. And that really helped change the dynamic in New Jersey. And so what happened yesterday, we were confident that we were going to win in New Jersey. We reached out to the people. We'd made clear that it was critical that people contact their senators. Senators and their staff were calling us and saying they were overwhelmed with calls. And there was a real effort. The Catholic Church was very vocal and took a strong lead. But a lot of groups worked together to contact constituents and make sure that they called their senators. And at the end of the day, that's what won in New Jersey. The people of New Jersey won. They contacted their senators. They made their voice heard, and they were listened to. So it was a great day. We're ecstatic about the vote.
So you think if there hadn't been the public input here, or if the vote had been taken back in April when things were less topsy-turvy, that it probably would have passed, and it really was the sequence of events that convinced at least a handful of lawmakers not to go in that direction?
I definitely think that that's the case. I don't think that anyone on the inside of what has gone on in New Jersey would dispute that. There were a number of Republicans that were seriously considering voting yes on this bill, probably four more. There was one Republican, Bill Baroni, who did vote yes. He was the only one. And the fact is that both the changing dynamic throughout the country and the effort of a lot of groups, there was a lot of radio ads, automated calls. There was a huge grassroots outreach in New Jersey. And it just goes to show that when we have a plan and we get our message out, we win even in states that are considered liberal.
What is it that you think people don't consider initially, but when they hear your message, they realize that traditional marriage is the right way to go? What do you think is the trigger for them for the most part?
Well, I think that the number one factor is for years people have been told that there is no effect in passing same-sex marriage. It's not going to affect you. And when people hear about the consequences, when they hear that their children in schools will be taught that it's the same thing for Jimmy to grow up and marry a boy as marry a girl, when they hear that their views, their deeply held beliefs that marriage is the union of a man and a woman will be treated by the government as the equivalent of bigotry, when they hear about what's happened to religious organizations like the Ocean Grove Methodist Association, which lost part of its state tax exemption because it wouldn't allow a civil union to occur in a pavilion it owned, when they hear the facts, when they hear the truth, these are not hypotheticals, these are real. The consequences that we highlight in our ads have already happened, so they can't be disputed. When people hear that, they realize that what they've been told, that this is that there will be no effect on them or their family, is a lie. And then they vote their hearts. The Americans overwhelmingly know that there's something unique and special about marriage as the union of a man and a woman. The messages help them to be able to vote what's already in their heart, and that's what they do. They either vote or they take action to contact their senators, and that's what happened in New Jersey. That's also what happened in New York.
Brian, as you mentioned earlier, you're on a three-state winning streak now in very blue states. Do you think that this will dampen efforts to legalize gay marriage around the country or not?
Well, I do think that there's, on the other side, proponents of same-sex marriage are having a serious reconsideration of their strategy. And instead of trying to get this through legislatures, there's going to be a turn back towards the courts. And I think that that will backfire. Americans do not want, after they voted on this issue, to have the courts come in and tell them that their votes don't matter and be bullied and basically have the courts trump them. So I think that that's what you're going to see. At the same time, we have very real and critical fights going on right now, especially in the District of Columbia, where the city council has passed same-sex marriage and now, unbelievably, is trying to rob the voters of the district from the right that's guaranteed them in the charter for an initiative and referenda. They're trying to rob district voters of that right. So we're going to the courts ourselves to say, look, the voters of the district have the right in the charter to have a vote on this issue, and these elites do not have the right to rob them, to disenfranchise the voters. So I think D.C. is a critical fight. I also think it's important to note that what you're seeing here is really a civil rights question. The overwhelmingly African-American electorate in the district is being told by a number of city council members, people who are running the district city council, that they don't have the right to vote. This is a voting rights question. This is about telling the African-American community that their voice shouldn't be heard. And I think what's starting to happen is there's really an upwelling in the district from religious leaders, African-American leaders, saying we're gonna get the right to vote and we're going to fight for it.
We're talking with Brian Brown of the National Organization for Marriage. Brian, last question, and following up on the situation right here in Washington. Obviously, the effort continues to get this on the ballot, but even if they do, it would most likely be legal by then. The one thing that could stop it from being legal in the first place is intervention by Congress because of the home rule situation in Washington. And admittedly, Congress intervenes very seldomly in this situation. And there's, I believe, a window of about 30 legislative days for Congress to either act on this or just let it happen. What's the latest on that? Do you think Congress is likely to intervene?
Well, we're pushing hard. There are a number of leaders that are up on the Hill talking to senators and representatives to say, you need to act. There's a standalone bill that basically says because the district is depriving the voters of their right to initiative and referenda, Congress is going to say that this bill can't be implemented. It's a difficult road. I think we will get traction. Already 37 members of Congress have signed an amicus brief to the court for our lawsuit saying that the people need the right to vote. So I think the two things are working hand in hand. The court case, though, I wouldn't say it won't be decided until after same-sex marriages start. Because of the nature of the court case, it's expedited, and so we expect some decision within the next 2 weeks by the Superior Court because this is such a critical question. The courts have to expedite relief in this. So I'm hopeful that we will get a positive judgment for the court. And even before same-sex marriages start, it will be made clear that the people have the right to referendum. If the court decides that, the bill will not be implemented until signatures are gathered and the people have the right to vote. So that's why this is such an important question.
Well, thank you for that clarification. Thanks for the update in Washington and also the inside story from what just happened in New Jersey. Brian, thanks very much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Brian Brown is Executive Director of the National Organization for Marriage. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.